Well, good morning, church. Good morning. What an exciting day. As the whole day in all three services, the focus is on Rays of Hope and the amazing work that they're doing. And as Sickly said, we're going to hear some stories from some of the people whose lives have been dramatically, powerfully affected by the work of Rays of Hope. But before we do that, we want to look at God's Word. We want to see what God has to say about caring for the poor. And so we're going to have a look at why should Christians care for the poor? And there's something like 2,000 words in scriptures, Bible verses, that talk about the poor in one way or another. Now, I don't want you to panic. We are not going to go through all 2,000 verses this morning. In fact, we're not even going to get to as many as 1,000. But, not really funny. But we want to look at just a few verses, and we want to allow God's Word to grip our hearts, to speak into our hearts, to convince us that caring for the poor is not an optional extra for the super saints, but it's for every one of us. It's how we live our lives. It's how we go about our daily walk. And so we want to turn to 1 John chapter 3. You can turn in the Bible, but we're going to have the verses on the screens as well. And we're going to read from 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. What a powerful passage. It kind of sums up God's heart for the poor and the challenge from God's word as to what he wants us to do. And the first thing that we get from this is that caring for the poor is a response to the gospel. In verse 16, we read that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So here John is saying that Jesus Christ had died for us. He shed his blood. He saved us from our sin. And so he's done this for us, and now in response, we are to care for the poor. We are to care for our brothers, our sisters, the people in need around us. And it's a response out of obedience, out of love, out of commitment. It's what the gospel drives us to do. It's what's required of us from the gospel. And then the next verse, caring for the poor is our response to the needs around us. Verse 17, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? So here, John explains what it means to lay down your life. It means looking around you, being aware of the needs of the people around you, and doing something. And he says, how can the love of God be in you if you do nothing? You see, when we become a Christian, Jesus Christ comes to live inside of our lives. He fills us with his Spirit. He fills us with his love. Romans 5 verse 5 says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. So we've got God's love. We've got God's compassion. We've got God's Holy Spirit. And if we don't let it out, then John says, well, is it really in you? If God's love, which is in you, doesn't come out, is it in you? Good question. And so we've got to be aware of the needs and we've got to respond to those needs. And then the next verse, caring for the poor is the response of true love. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And so John is reminding us that love is not just words. It's no good. I mean, we love telling people, I love you, and people love hearing those words. And when it comes to the poor, it's okay to say, I love you, I care for you, I'm concerned for you. But John is reminding us that words without deeds is nothing. That words have to translate into action. Love has to have feet. Love is an action word. We've got to get involved. We've got to do things. And then it goes on, caring for the poor is a test that we are truly saved. Verse 19, this is how we know that we belong. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. How do we know that we are children of God? How do we know that Christ is living in us? How do we know that we've been born again by the Spirit of God and that we are new people, new creations? It's a way that we live our lives. It's a way that we love. It's the way that we go into each day on a love crusade looking for people to love. Amen. And yeah, John has been quite specific that the people that we are to love are to especially be the people who are in want, the people who have needs, the people who are displaced, who are hurting. And Tim Keller put it like this, the poor and needy are a test. Our response tests the genuineness of our faith. And so caring for the poor is a test that we are truly saved. And so we need to respond to that test. Do we pass that test? Jesus, again, in describing what a Christian is and how a Christian lives, says in Matthew chapter 25, in this great parable about the sheep and the goats, he said, then the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Then he writes this, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And when their disciples heard this teaching from Jesus, they responded, but Jesus, when did this happen? When did we feed you? When did we clothe you? When did we visit you when you were sick or in prison? When did we do these things? And Jesus replied and said, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Oh, wow. So Jesus is saying that when we care for the poor and the needy, when we feed and clothe, when we uplift people in our communities, we are doing it to Jesus. You've done it. When you do it for the least of these, you've done it to me. What powerful, what challenging words. How are we serving God? What kind of response? How are we living our lives? Because true faith results in the kind of things that Jesus described in this parable. And James puts it like this. He said, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Amen. If you claim to have faith in God, show us your deeds, James is saying. If there are no deeds, well, your faith is dead. These are strong words coming from Scripture. They challenge us. Now, we want to be quite clear that doing good does not save you. That you don't get to heaven because of how many good things you stack up. The Bible over and over and over again says we are saved by faith. We are saved by the grace of God. Nothing else. But Tim Keller again put it like this. He said, God's grace makes you just. The gospel is such that even though you are not saved by good works, for you are saved by grace and faith, and it will change your life and lead to good works. Then he writes this, according to the Bible, if you really have been changed by the grace of God, it will move you towards the poor. If you've really been changed by the grace of God, it will move you towards the poor. Have you been moved towards the poor? Have I been moved towards the poor? And so God looks at our lives and checks, are we moving towards the poor? And you know, if we are involved every day as a life mission, caring for people, reaching out to people, it reflects that our hearts are close to the heart of God. That the things that break the heart of God are things that are breaking our hearts. But on the other hand, if we are not involved, then we've missed it. We've missed the heart of God. We've missed the things that are important to God. And so we need to look at our lives and evaluate our lives. And then caring for the poor is a test of our faith in God to meet our needs. You see, when we really believe all those wonderful promises in the Bible that God will meet your needs, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread, the psalmist tells us. And thousands of promises, I will meet your needs. Don't have to worry about it. And when we have faith in God, we are more courageous in giving, even when we don't have, in caring out of what we can do. And so caring for the poor is a test of our faith. And generosity to the poor, especially when we do not have much ourselves, is a sign of our faith in God to meet all our needs. We can afford to be generous because God is generous. Like that widow's mite who gave everything that she had, unlike the rich ruler who gave just something. She gave everything because she had faith that tomorrow God will provide for her needs. Do we have that faith? And so as we sum up, and I'm keeping this as the shortest sermon ever preached in this church. Because we want to leave time for those wonderful stories and some great music. So let's wrap up. Our response to the needs of the poor is this: do not grow tired of doing good. You know, we can be so overwhelmed because in South Africa you meet poverty every day. Every street corner that we drive down the road in. Every time you open up the newspapers or the television sets, you switch on the TV, listen to the radio, poverty stares you in the face. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. And sometimes we think, so little I can do. And we want to grow tired and we want to say, well, I've had enough, I've done enough. But God requires us to keep going. Galatians says that let us not become weary in doing good. The second thing we must do is we must be committed to doing at least something. You can't do everything. You know the old parable of the starfish, well known by almost everybody. All those starfish lying on the beach, dying, drying out in the sun, and the little boy comes and throws some back. We can't save all the starfish, but we can do something. We can save some people. We can be involved with God in making a difference in people's lives. And then we need to be filled with God's compassion. You see, if we're going to try and serve the poor, if we're going to give when our hearts are cold and not filled with his love that he promised to fill us with, if we don't tap into his love, it's going to be hard work. But when we tap into his compassion, it becomes a joyful thing that we find ourselves doing every day of our lives. And then we need to ask God what he wants us to do. We need to wake up in the morning and say, wow, God, what's it going to be today? You see, he's called every one of us to be on a love crusade, going through our world, meeting people, giving out the love of God wherever we can, through our attitude, through our love, through our interest in people, through our response to people's needs. So we're on a love crusade. And it's so much of that love crusade involves the poor. It involves the needy. So God, who's it going to be today? How can I get involved today? Lead me. Lead me today to the right people, to the right situations, and help me with a spirit of generosity to respond to the needs around me. And then start with those around you, because every day you do meet people. You don't have to go across town. You don't have to go across the world, because the needs of the people are all around us. And sometimes we are blind to them. We don't see what's right in our face every day. And so we need to ask God to open our eyes that we can see and we can respond. What has God given you in your hand? What skills, what time, what money, what opportunities, what passion? And respond to those. And then lastly, get involved in projects. And Rays of Hope have got so many wonderful projects. And maybe some of them, or one of them, will ring a bell of passion in your heart. But whether it's in Rays of Hope or just in life, wherever you are, get involved. Do something. Because this is love. This is love. This is love that Christ has loved us. And this is love that we respond to the people around us in need. May God help us to be dispensers of his love as we walk this exciting journey through life. This journey that God has called us to walk. Amen. Thank you.